The Polluter Pays Climate Fund Act seeks to hold accountable the biggest domestic fossil fuel companies, as well as any foreign-owned energy companies doing business in the United States. Under the plan, these companies would pay into a $1 trillion climate fund. The fees would only apply to companies responsible for at least 1 billion tons of carbon dioxide emissions between the years 2000 and 2022. How much a given company contributes would be proportional based on a percentage of their global emissions. The bill was introduced by Democratic Senator Chris Van Hollen of Maryland and Democratic Representative Jerry Nadler of New York at a press conference outside Capitol Hill. They were flanked by advocates from the League of Conservation Voters, the Sierra Club, among others. Senator Van Hollen said the fund will address a range of issues that are a result of the impacts of climate change.
So what do we intend to do with these funds? Well, we intend to help address harm and damages caused, to build resilient infrastructure to protect our communities, to provide funding for climate disaster planning and relief efforts, to try to avoid the damage that we would otherwise see to our communities, to support the communities that have borne the brunt of the crisis, especially communities of color, and create millions of good-paying, homegrown jobs.
Representative Nadler, whose district includes a large portion of Manhattan, said taxpayers in New York City were estimated to have paid over $2 billion in 2023 in order to pay for costs associated with climate-related events. Nadler said this burden should be instead carried by the very companies responsible for and aware of their impacts as polluters.
For over 60 years, these companies have known about their role in driving the climate crisis and have made massive profits from it. Despite this awareness, they have done little to nothing to address the harmful effects their practices have had on the environment and public health. In fact, for many years, they denied what they knew to be true about global warming. Instead, American taxpayers have been unfairly forced to bear the cost of mitigating the devastating impacts of the climate crisis, a burden that should rightfully belong to the companies responsible for it.
The legislation would set aside at least 40% of the fund to benefit investment for communities that have been affected the most by climate change. Mike Tidwell is the founder and executive director of the Chesapeake Climate Action Network, an environmental nonprofit. He said municipalities such as his home in Tacoma Park, Maryland, have found themselves with scarce resources to repair damage from climate-related weather events.
In Tacoma Park, Maryland, six metro stops from here, we got 5 inches of rain in 1 hour. In 1 hour in Tacoma Park. That rain flooded Tulip Avenue, where my church is, just a block from my house, spilled over into the playground of the preschool and started flooding the preschool, where there were children age 6 months to 10 years old. This happened in our neighborhood. The church leaders went to the city and said, you have to do something about this. We're talking about a preschool flooding, like it never happened before. And the city said, we're broke. We've already spent our $500,000 in water management in the city. We have no money.
Policymakers say one way to help build support for the bill is to cite precedent for past cleanup efforts, such as the Superfund program. That program required corporations to clean up their toxic waste or to pay a fee so that the Environmental Protection Agency could do it for them. I'm Zenick Ball, reporting for KPFA.